revelations in the Sandy Hook killings that claimed the lives of 20 young students and six brave educators. We should mention that we do as much as we can on this program to honor the lives of those children and those adults, and as little as possible to give their killer any kind of attention at all. However, tonight there is new information about that young man that has bearing on the story and to some changes in gun policy now being discussed. And with that in mind, authorities under pressure from the families released new documents today showing that the killer had an arsenal, more than 1,600 rounds of ammunition in the home he shared with the mother who became his first victim. He killed her with a .22. They also found two rifles, a handgun, a BB gun, three samurai swords, a bayonet, and seven other knives. In his rooms, photos of dead bodies and an article about the 2008 school shooting that left five students dead in northern Illinois. Also in the home, a Christmas card with a check written out by his mother, earmarked for yet another firearm. In addition to the inventory at home, other documents reveal that 154 spent casings were found at Sandy Hook Elementary from that Bushmaster military-style rifle that he used to kill all 26 people there. 26 dead in less than 5 minutes. The shooter carried 9 30-round magazines. Police also recovered a loaded shotgun from his car and nearly 6 dozen 12-gauge shells. Now, with that as a backdrop, Newtown parents and survivors of other school tragedies gathered today at the White House, the president declaring this is the moment for Congress to act.
This is our best chance in more than a decade to take common sense steps that will save lives. I haven't forgotten those kids. Shame on us if we forget.
Congress debating a number of gun control measures, the president underscored how uncontroversial he believes they are. New polling from CBS News shows 90% want federal legislation requiring background checks on all potential gun buyers. And that's a largely nonpartisan view, according to this poll. Support from 96% of Democrats, 89% of independents, and 86% of Republicans. However, that same polling shows more general support for stricter gun laws fading since Newtown, with 47% now favoring tougher legislation, which is down 10 percentage points from December, shortly after the Sandy Hook tragedy. So there's mixed messages there. Let's talk about it with Democratic strategist and former Obama 2012 pollster Cornell Belcher. Also want to welcome Emily Miller to 360. She's senior opinion editor at the Washington Times. Emily, what do you make of President Obama saying shame on us if we forgot in Newtown?
I would say the only person who should be ashamed is President Obama. I mean, we haven't heard him talk about gun control in weeks. And suddenly on the day, which everyone knew in advance, that Connecticut was releasing all this information about what happened at Sandy Hook, he suddenly has a press conference at the White House and starts calling for more of his political agenda. I mean, I think it's disgusting. That's, you know, what he's been pushing for since before he got reelected. And he's going to continue to push for it.